This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Brazil today conferred its highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, presented the award to Mr. Modi in Brasilia.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा मुझे ब्राजील के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय सम्मान से विभूषित किया जाना मेरे लिए ही नहीं बल्कि 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों के लिए भी अत्यंत गर्व और भावुकता का पल है। मैं इसके लिए उनका ब्राजील सरकार और ब्राजील के लोगों का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Both the leaders held delegation-level talks today and signed three agreements. The talks focused on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest. Earlier, Mr. Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome at Alvorada Palace, where Brazilian President, along with his wife, welcomed him. After the talks, Mr. Lula da Silva hosted lunch in the honour of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital last night after wrapping up a very productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS Summit. On his arrival in Brasilia, Mr. Modi was welcomed with the traditional Brazilian samba reggae performed by the Batala Mundo band at the airport. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the band's music was a global effort to promote Afro-Brazilian percussion. He also received a warm welcome from members of the Indian diaspora who gathered at the airport to greet him. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital, Windhoek, tomorrow on the final leg of his five-nation tour. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with the Namibian President. Prime Minister Modi will also be conferred with the highest civilian award of Namibia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the visit will shape the upcoming India-Africa Forum Summit and Global South priorities. The Election Commission today said that the Special Intensive Revision SIR in Bihar is progressing well and the exercise of collection of enumeration forms will be completed well before the deadline of 25th of July. In a statement, the Commission said that in the first 14 days since the issue of SIR instructions, nearly 47% of enumeration forms have been collected. Over 3.7 crore enumeration forms of around 7.90 crore electorate in Bihar have been collected so far. The poll body said, with the addition of over 20,000 booth-level officers on the ground, the collection effort has been further expedited. The government today said that it has not issued any fresh blocking order and has no intention to block any prominent international news channels, including Reuters and Reuters World. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the moment Reuters and Reuters World were blocked on the X platform in India, the government immediately wrote to X to unblock them. It said X took more than 21 hours to unblock Reuters. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested three persons after searches in Karnataka in the Lashkar-e-Taiba LET terror group's prison radicalization case of 2023. The accused include a prison psychiatrist and a city armed reserve policeman. The NIA, in its statement, said that searches were conducted at five locations in Bengaluru and Kolar districts of the state. During the searches, various digital devices, cash, gold, and incriminating documents were seized from the houses of the arrested, accused, and other suspects. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use by Switzerland. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Quartum. Following this development, production and distribution of the drug are expected to start in the next few weeks in Africa, as most malaria-related deaths are recorded on the continent. In cricket, Indian spinner Deepthi Sharma is on the verge of becoming the number one bowler in the ICC Women's T20 International Rankings for the first time in her career. She has moved to second place in the latest list after gaining one spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.